at 8 CBS.
This is M02DP testing.
KFHCPP, this is KFHCLL, if you copy.
This is KFHCPP, yes, I do have a copy, I heard you loud and clear.
Okay, so that's what we're doing, this is my UV cutting off. My DM1702 didn't really work.
Okay, I see. Why isn't your DMR or that second radio that you mentioned not working? Okay, yeah, your signal quality just became poor again. It's cutting in and out of the repeater.
KFHCPP monitoring.
KCOYE, Golf Cart Mobile.
KFHCPP, this is KFHCLL, do you copy?
This is KFHCPP. Yes, I do have a copy. I heard you loud and clear.
All right, well, that's nice to hear. I'm actually in Lansing, so repeater's going to be an easy access with my handy-talkie this time.
All right. That's cool. Well, just checking to see if you're coming through. I'm going to go clear on your repeater. I'm going to let you go, and I'll see you around. 73 from KFHCPP will be going clear.
You, buddy, went clear way too fast there. KFHCLL will be going clear as well. Clear on your senior final room. Whatever they say. I'm outside and there's a squirrel standing there on his hind legs with his hands together. Oh, there he goes. He's running away. Seeing weird things out here. All right, KF8CLO, we'll be going clear.
KF8 CPP monitoring.
KE8 SCV, you tell us.
Hello there. This is KF8 CPP. I'm just hanging out with my best friend and stuff, just making contacts on the radio and stuff, so yeah. So could you say your contact or your call sign again? I didn't quite catch it. I heard KE and then nothing else.
Okay, listen real close. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, Roger.
All right, I got your call sign down. All right, well, how are you doing this afternoon? Sorry, I'm kind of new, so I don't really know the stuff. So, yeah, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, just great. Sitting up here in East Tawa on the big lake east, Lake Huron, and, we're just, actually, I'm cooking some chow and, watching YouTube, Roger. How about you?
Well, I'm just hanging out with my best friend. He's over at my house right now, and it's been eating some curly fries, because I really like curly fries, and I also ate some chicken nuggets, and just had some dinner. It was really good, so, yeah.
So, you're not out deer hunting, apparently.
No, I'm not really into hunting that much. I'm not out deer hunting.
Well, damn it, Bobby. Get another hobby. And, I just came back in. I just decided to just come back into the house and said, maybe next weekend.
I'm not really into deer hunting that much, but I do have a couple other hobbies. I like trains, and I like weather and stuff, meteorology, stuff like that.
Yeah, I used to be big into the weather. When I was a child, lived down in Arkansas in the 70s, and when the tornadoes, oh man, I started getting into the weather and all kinds of stuff out there, but it's one of the reasons why I got on the 2-meter band, Roger.
Right, yeah, those tornadoes can get pretty bad and stuff like that. I started getting into weather when I was little, when I would watch, weather YouTubers, like, I'm not sure if you heard of Pico Tank, Reed Timmer. Those are a couple ones of storm chasing YouTubers. This is KFACPP.
Yeah, I read for that. Yeah, I see him on the YouTube channels. I followed Reed Timmer. Oh, man, he's a badass. Back when I was a kid back in the 70s, we didn't have too much for radar. The only thing they could find back then was, they actually couldn't even find Santa Claus on the radar, Roger.
Right, yeah. Reed Timmer's pretty cool. I think you were mentioning something about Santa Claus on a Santa Claus net, and yeah, I've seen something on the QRZ page about a Santa net on somewhere, so. Yeah.
Well, I was saying back in the early 70s, I was 73, 1974-ish, the only time they ever pulled up a radar was when they said, here comes Santa Claus. And I was like, what? you know, what are you supposed to believe when you're 10 or 11 years old, right?
Yeah, yep. So, yeah, don't really know what else to talk about, so I guess I'm just going to, I'll let you go. It was nice talking to you. You have a good rest of your day. Hope to see you on the air again soon. 73 from KF8CPP. I'll be going clear and monitoring.
KF8CPP, this is Echo 8 here. Echo Victor, you tell us. We're clear.
KF8CPP, this is KF8.
KF8CPP, this is KF8CLO, new copy.
This is KF8CPP, yes, I do have a copy. Heard you loud and clear.
All right, well, hop on here for a little bit. I'm on the 539, there's going to be hopefully that slow scan that tonight, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but because they just mentioned about not doing that, but, you know. Anyway.
Oh, they mentioned about not doing the net. Oh, well, that's kind of sad. Oh, well, we'll see if it happens or not. Just have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see if they're running up still. KF8CLO.
Right, yeah. I'll have to see if they're running them still, like you said.
I'm going to get back to his award again because he's talking on repeaters for 72 hours straight, man. I don't know. He was talking on that for a while. I'm just making up random dialogue now, I don't know. Oh, I have a ringing in my ear. But it's because of my radio fan. It sounds like a ringing in my ears. My nose is clogged too. Sorry, all that outside work we were doing earlier today. You know, back at the house now, so. At least it's warmer in here than it is outside.
Right, yeah, at least it is warmer in my little cozy place right now as well, away from the cold weather, so, yeah.
All right, well, I don't know if we're going to run that net at 7 o'clock or whatnot. I was going to run the Sunday. Running net for Sunday, so the weekends I'll have peanuts to do him, and then Sunday rag too. I don't know what your opinion on that, running it at 7 o'clock every week. That way everyone's home from work and able to do it.
Did you say we're going to run the new ham net on Saturday at around 7 o'clock each week? No, I'm talking about the Sunday ragtune, if it's even a good idea to start running that. I'm asking you if it's a good idea to, if you want to run it or not, start it up and bring it to the repeater instead of just not having it on Sundays. I don't know, I was asking you what's your opinion on that. KFACLL.
How would the Sunday ragtune net work? Would it be like just people chatting or something? KFACPP.
Yes, it would be just people chatting about whatever they decide to talk about and check-ins and probably just chatting about, you know, radio stuff, most probably. You know, that's just how it would work. Maybe how the weather's been and, you know. I don't know. I was thinking about running that. See, that'd be an hour from now, so. I don't know. What's your opinion on that, though? Good idea to run it or no? I don't know. Should we?
Yeah, I guess we could try to give it a go at around 7. Got to take my shower first, though, so I'll probably do that in a little bit, but, yeah, I'll probably, I guess you could try. I mean, it'd be fun to just chat with Ham and stuff in a net, so, guess you can try, give it a go.
Yeah, bringing nets to the Ham radio repeaters is sometimes fun, because, you know, I need them. I don't know if this one has any, except for the Saturday one, the set one on Saturday that I'm running now. Because I switched from the WADPI repeaters for now, because they keep having problems. There's that interference that you heard the noise. It sounds weird. I don't know what it is. And I'll key up on one of those repeaters, and it's usually only one repeater that it's happening to at one time. And, yeah. Key up, and then it just starts coming through. And it's, that's no good. I don't know if they could turn the squad case up on those repeaters or what, but I don't know if that would help, because then it kind of decreases range a little bit, because you have to be closer to get a better signal. I would text them, I don't know. But, back to you, Ricky.
Yeah, I am not sure why the WABCI repeaters even do that noise in the first place. Total mystery to me. So, yeah.
All right, I'm all.
Did you say you were back? I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, I'm back. Nothing more with this one. It's being stupid. I don't know what's going on.
Did you switch to Echolink just now? I see your signal's coming in a little differently.
Yeah, I did. It's being stubborn. I think I have to talk this close to the microphone so you can hear me. So, yeah, it's got a 2-minute timeout timer, and I'm holding space down, and as soon as I let go, I think it lets off my transmitter, so... Or left off the transmission also. However, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Lima Lima. So, back to you, Ricky.
Right, yeah. Well, actually, I think I'm going to get off of here for right now because I've got to take my shower and stuff. So, yeah, it was nice talking to you as always. And I'll see you around. We'll definitely see you on the air again. So... Yeah, 73 from KF8CPP will be going clear.
73 from KF8CLL as well. All right. We will be going clear with you on your final. However they say that, I don't know what it means. But, yeah. Anyhow, I take a shower, and I'll probably run that 9 at 7. I should try to. I might not, because it was a pain yesterday.
I'm not really in the mood for it, so I might start it next Saturday after I get that Saturday issue in the good round. But yeah, all right, well, I will be going clear. KFHGLL will be going clear. KFHCPP, this is KFHCLL, are you out there?
This is KFHCPP, yes, I am here. I copy your signal perfectly.
Alright, just looking for a quick signal check, making sure I'm walking here. Well, I guess I'm going to go for now. I'll probably hop on here tomorrow after school. And then on Tuesday, to run the Tuesday net, I'm going to move the Tuesday one to this computer as well, so. Anyway, 373, and I guess I'm going clear after this. I just needed a quick signal check, so I'm all clear now. So, KFHCLL, we'll be going clear with you.
Alrighty then, 73 to you as well. KFHCPP will be going clear as well.